Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, and 4th chapter, verses 8 to 20, but we won't read everything. Acts chapter 3, but let's just look at a couple of scriptures. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 6 we will read. Are you there? Did you find the scripture? Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see your faces. Happy faces. Smiley faces. Amen. Acts chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the seventh verse, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, and walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the Beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. This afternoon I want to preach a message, and the message is entitled, "I am up for it." I am up for it. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, the title of the message is, "I am up for it." Amen. That needs to be kind of your confession this week. You need to keep on saying to yourself, "I am up for it. It doesn't matter what life will throw in my face, I am up for it." Are you with me? We can't predict how long life goes by, but whatever it is, you have to look at life and say, "I am up for it." Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. How many of you will do that? When you receive your exam, results, when you have to encounter something, something that you never expected. Maybe suddenly a legal notice comes to your home. Maybe suddenly the doctor gives you a negative report. Maybe something good happens to you. It doesn't have to be all negative. But whatever life throws up in front of you, you have this attitude that I am up for it, because if my God is for me, who can be against me? I will be the one who will be standing victorious at the end. Hallelujah. I am up for it. One more time, shout it out. I am up for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to share this word from four angles. If you were going to shoot this, we got some excellent directors in our midst here. And if you were having the camera coming to this particular Acts chapter 3, I would want it to come forth from four angles. Are you with me? Amen. And four things that I want to emphasize from these scriptures. The first one is Acts chapter 3, verses 1. Now Peter and John, open your mouth and say, "Peter and John." Peter and John. The first principle that I want to tell you is the power of partnership. Peter and John. I wonder who your aunt is. Are you with me? Rajesh and. Say out your name and who is your partner. Here it says Peter and John. Amen. There is power in partnership. You want to see miracles, you want to face life, you got to have a partner. Are you with me? Amen. One of you can put 1,000 to flight. Two of you can put 10,000 to flight. Many struggles that you're facing in your life, you will find instant victory coming to you if you will know how to agree in prayer with somebody who loves Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter and John. They were business partners before. Now they are partners in the kingdom of God. Amen. One of them is bold. Peter is bold. The other one, John, is kind of steady. Are you with me? In John chapter 20, Peter and John runs to the tomb of Jesus. One of them goes in. One of them stays back outside the cave. One of them is eager to jump into something. Another is a little more hesitant, a little bit more watchful. Sometimes in marriage, God can put two different sets of people. Why? Because we look for people that we're comfortable with, who see only our viewpoint, and who can think the same way we think, and act the same way we act, and say the same thing that we say. But sometimes God puts somebody across to you who might not be exactly like you, but who will complete that which God has assigned for your life. So God is going to give you a partner. Are you with me? God is going to give you a partner. In your marriage, you need to know how to partner together in every challenge that you face in your life. Somebody with me this afternoon? Come on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only Peter and John were partners, but when you read that scripture, this man who was lame was also having partners, because the Bible says daily he was laid at the temple gate by somebody. So somebody was there partnering with him. I do not know whether they were interested in this guy's healing, but they were partnering. Are you with me? You have to choose your partners, your friends, people that you spend time with. There are people who go up into the temple to pray, like Peter and John, who are spiritual. And there are people who would like you to stay outside the church, stay outside by the gate, just be half spiritual, look afar and see the worship, but don't go in and get yourself committed. Just do some window shopping at the church. Just go and see how everything is going, but don't commit yourself to anything. Now, you can't be partner with that and face everything that life brings across to you. You need somebody who will pray with you, somebody who will fast with you, somebody who will tell you the precious word of God, somebody who will rebuke the devil of your life, somebody who will stand up with you. I want to tell you, who is your aunt? Peter and John. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've seen over years there are many who come into church. Many who come. They're more like window shopping. Are you with me? They would just like to see what's on the menu. What are they feeding? Who is preaching? Who is doing what? Okay, looks good. Nice. Yeah. Maybe I'll taste a little bit of that. Yeah, I'll taste a little bit of this. Okay, the worship was good. I'll say a small hallelujah. And what's for dessert? Okay, is there laying on of hands? That's good. Okay, somebody lay hands upon me. That's good. And they go. But we are just not here for the dessert. We are here to be committed. Are you with me? Be a partner in the house of God. Stay committed in the house of God. Be rooted in the house of God. And there you will find your fruitfulness coming through. Peter and John. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. See, it doesn't say that while this man was sitting there, actually John helped. John didn't help. John was more like a silent partner. Peter is the one who stretched out his hand and said, come on, and lifted him up. John was more like a silent partner. I do not know how many of you come into a church like thing and you see people on the stage. They are the ones who come, take the mic, lead worship, pray, prophesy. They come to your homes to pray. If they're pastors in the house of God, they do all that. But there are silent partners, people who work behind the scene to keep the church running. Are you with me? Amen. Just for the facility to be clean, the chairs to be laid out here, and the internet to be functioning, and you know, the wirings to be perfect, and all that. There are so many people who are interceding behind the scenes, praying, who are ushering in people, helping out, cleaning the toilets. The church doesn't run by just people who are active, but even by silent partners. Take a moment to put your hands together and thank the Lord for every silent partner in the church who are doing their share for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you with me today? Are you with me today? Amen. Amen. So what is the title of the message? What is the title of the message? I am up for it. am up for it. Look at somebody and say, I'm up for it. Praise the Lord. Now the kingdom of God is a kingdom that expands. The church will grow. Are you with me? Responsibilities will increase in life. I remember the first time we would gather together for prayer, we were just four of us. It was nice. We would pray together, worship together. We would go to CBH, have parota and chili chicken, come back. Then the church grew up to about 50 to 60 people. It was a very warm, nice, cozy friendship. Good church. And then God gave this vision. And he said he would add in the people. And we wouldn't be able to spend time with each other as we would like to. And so we need to keep our focus. We need to prioritize. We need to keep Jesus and his kingdom, because it's a kingdom that's going to grow. That's going to just grow leaps and bounds. Even this fellowship will grow. Are you with me? Amen. This will keep on growing. The kingdom of God will always keep on growing. Anything that has got life will keep on growing. The church will always keep on growing. And it is important, as the church keeps growing, that we begin to change the way that we think. And we begin to say, okay, Lord, what's my responsibility? What is the role that I do? How do I fit in? How do I partner? Where do I stand? What can I do to help? Praise the Lord. Are you still with me today? Are you still with me today? Amen. Praise the Lord. There is power. There is power. In partnership. That's the first thing. Two, the power of the path. Look at Acts chapter 3. It says there, daily they would come and lay him by the temple gate called Beautiful. This man who was paralyzed. Daily they would lay him there. Right in the path that goes into the house of God. They would lay him there. Sometimes you can only get a partner that is right if you are in the right path. Are you with me? This man, I did not know how long he had to be there, but he was in the path. He might have said, please, when these guys are carrying him, he would have said, hey, don't drop me off by the bar. Don't drop me off by the disc. Don't leave me at the supermarket. Don't take me to where the crowds are by the theater. Don't take me before the stadium where the people are coming to watch the IPL game. Leave me and drop me in the path that goes into the house of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you need to be in the path that goes into the house of God. I would rather be in the path of somebody who is going across to pray, because I know if they're going across to pray, they can carry my burden, and my release, my victory can come forth. Praise the Lord. Some people stay outside the path and they want Peter and John to show up. Are you with me? They want the miracles to show up, but they're outside somewhere. And they say, nobody cares. Nobody from the church came when we are going through a hard time. We are going through a struggle. What were you doing when you were going through the toughest time in your life? You needed to be in the path. Praise the Lord. On the worst day of your life, allow somebody to drag you or carry you into the house of God and lay you right at the path of where the servants of God are going into the house of God, where there is worship, where the word of God is being preached, where the name of Jesus Christ is lifted up, and you will see your miracle happening forth. Even this evening, let your miracle happen forth immediately for you. Oh, come on, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do not know how long you stayed in the right path. We do not know how long. In the lowest point of my life, I want to be somewhere in the path that goes into the house of God. If I want to be miserable, I would rather be miserable at the gate of the house of God. Are you with me? because I know my breakthrough will come. I know my healing will come. Some of you have your own testimonies of how your breakthrough came, how God met with you, how God delivered you, just because you happened to be in the path. Praise the Lord. How many of you will agree that God met with you because you were in the path? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I had some interesting thoughts here. Peter and John came up that way and said, look at us. Expecting to receive something. This man looked up. So I had an interesting quote here. Give him your attention and he will surpass your expectation. Can you say that? Open your mouth and say that. Give him your attention and he will surpass your expectation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The second thing that I have here is, when this man got his healing, look at the 10th verse. Look at that verse and read it, please. Acts chapter 3, verse 10. Somebody read it. Somebody to help me with reading. Anybody with a mic? Come on, brother. I've been preaching right from morning. Somebody help me out.
Then they knew it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him.
And they knew. Look at that.
And they knew it was he who sat.
They knew him as he who sat. I had an interesting quote here. I am not going to be the same always. Are you with me? When this man got his healing, people came and saw the man who was sitting. He was not always sitting. His life changed. I am not going to be the same way that the way I am now. 2016, I'm going to be way different than the way that I am now. Hallelujah. I'm going to be changed from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith. You are not going to be the same. You're going to have your testimony in your life if you are in the path. Hallelujah. That hallelujah, you were not the way that you were before. Something will supernaturally happen upon your life if you will stay in the path. Look at somebody and say, don't get used to the way I am now, because I will change. Things will change. My miracle will come. My deliverance will come. God will use me too. My breakthrough will come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Something marvelous will happen in my life too. Look at somebody and say that. Hallelujah. Look at two people and say that. Something beautiful will come across my life too, because this man who was in the path received this miracle. And people recognize him as the man who once had the problem, but doesn't have the problem anymore. Once had a problem right from his mother's womb. Are you with me? He was always fighting something that he had struggled with right from his mother's womb. He was lame from birth. Right from that moment, there was a battle going on. He always had to fight through. The Bible says he was 40 years old. Nearly 40 years he struggled with it. We do not know how long he was in the path. But let me tell you, one day the presence of God came upon him. The anointing of the Holy Ghost came upon him. The deliverance of the Lord came upon him. God delivered him from something that he was battling with right from birth. God delivered him so much that people looked at him and he said, hey, he was the man who had the problem. He doesn't have that anymore. Do you think it will happen about your life? Praise the Lord. Do you think so? If you believe that, say amen. Something glorious will happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to kiss your problem goodbye. Look at your problem, kiss it and say goodbye. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Once I was barren, now I'm fruitful. Once I was alone, now God has given me company. Once I had no ministry, but God has given me ministry. Once I had no anointing, but God has anointed me. Once I had nobody, hallelujah, but God stood with me. Now he has given me a bunch of people who will stay with me and finish the work that God has called me to do. You will look at your life and you will see the miraculous blessings of God over your life. If you believe that, put your hands together. Bless the name of Jesus one more time. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. The third thing that I want you to understand from that, when you are in the path, is Peter and John come and said, look up, look at us. So the beggar was sitting down. Are you with me? The beggar is sitting down Peter and John are standing. Where is Peter and John? Come on, Peter and John. There comes Peter, there comes John. Two of the disciples of Jesus Christ. Would you put your hands together? Thank the Lord for these disciples of Jesus. Here comes Peter and John. Praise the Lord. Peter and John. They're going to have to look up. They're up. I'm down. I wonder how many of you have gone through that in your life. Sometimes it is true that, you know, the people who are up might be the ones who are down. And the people who are down will not permanently stay down. They will also stand up. Sometimes you go through life experiences where you're down and somebody else is up. But that is okay. The guys on who are up, what do? And I need to stretch my hands. Are you with me? So you can lift me up. Praise the Lord. So you can lift me up. When you go through a time when you realize you are up spiritually, that's the time to stretch out your hand, find somebody who is down and lift them up in the Lord. 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 Because chances are that in life experiences, there will be moments in your life when you're also pretty dull and down and depressed and you want to sit down and you don't want to move because you feel paralyzed and you think nothing is working for you. And that is the time you need to look up and say, hello, somebody help me. I'm stretching out my hand. I am in the path. I need a partner who will stretch forth his hand and help me through. Put your hands together if you understand that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some of you children, your classes are starting in June, right? In a couple of weeks. Praise the Lord. And when you get back to your classes, people are going to ask you, so what did you do in the summer holidays? What do you do in the summer holidays? And what are you going to say? As a pastor, sometimes I try to give the youth or somebody in the church, you know, what I call a spiritual six-pack. Are you with me? You've been up and you're down and you're down and you're up. You're down and you're up and you're up and you're down. So much so you've been getting up and down, doing those crunches where you finally have some spiritual muscle inside of you. The hallelujah, that you're strong and you're strong and you're able to face everything that comes across your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. Hallelujah. How many of you would like a spiritual six-pack? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that. Spiritual six-pack. Are you with me? It's by always allowing myself to stretch. Whenever I'm down, stretch. Stay in the path and stretch. And when I am up, again, stretch. Pull them up. And you're working your abs, right? And after some time, you suddenly realize, oh boy, okay, I'm kind of strong. I can face anything in life. Okay. I've seen some people who are really down and I've seen them get up. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. I've been down and I've seen God do something for me and lift me up. So looks like I can face up. I can face anything that comes across my life. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. I'm up for it. Man sitting down got up and he would have said, I'm up for it. Hallelujah. I'm up for it. When they, you know, stretched out their hand, the Bible uses the word in the 10th verse. Immediately, this man's legs were strengthened and he got up. Are you with me? Amen. How many of you expect God to do something immediately? Amen. Even this message is sent across to get you up. Are you down? To get you up. And by the time you walk out of this place, you're going to say, immediately, wow, the problem that I had is gone. Strength appeared for me. I am up for it. I am up for it. I got up. Praise the Lord. I got up. I got up from where I was sitting. I am up for it. Lift your hand and shout forth and say, I am up for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got to be somebody who will do something for the other one. I've got an interesting quote here. It is not a church if you only do it for yourself. It is only a club. Are you with me? If you just walk in here just for yourself, most probably you have a club mindset. But if you have walked in here The kingdom of God is expanding because of this one miracle. Read the scriptures. It says 5,000 people were added. The kingdom of God just expanded. One miracle. One man who was down got up because of partnership and being in the path. The kingdom of God increased by 5,000. Are you with me? Amen. It's just not about you. God wants to impact others through your life. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to shout out these three words. I will pray. I will give. I will serve. Then you are in a church. Are you with me? That's how you help out. That's how you stretch. If you come into church just for yourself, chances are that after some time, week after week, somebody has to do the, you know, cycle pump kind of thing to fill you up again and again with air. Okay, let's praise the Lord again. Come on, guys. Say hallelujah. Because you're self-centered. But the moment you think, okay, the kingdom of God, it's the body of Christ, we are a family, I'm partnered here, I am in the path, I need to get somebody up, I need, it's just not the pastor, I need to get somebody up, praise the Lord, if I'm sitting down, somebody else will help me, I need to learn to stretch, stretch in my prayer, stretch in my giving, stretch in my serving, and the kingdom of God will grow because I do that, the power of God will flow through you. Oh, come on, church. You can do much better than that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I am up for it. Peter and John, praise the Lord. I am up for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still with me? Amen. The third P. is the power of price, paying a price. The power of praying, paying a price. The power, say it out with me. The power of paying a price. Say it again. The power of paying a price. And look at this. This man, healing is free. There's no price for it. God's free gift, healing. Salvation is free. Anointing of the Holy Ghost is free. But obedience is costly. Look at somebody and say, obedience is costly. Just because they obeyed God and Peter and John obeyed God and raised up this paralyzed man. Come on, guys. Praise the Lord. You know what happened to Peter and John? Because you obeyed God, they were put in prison. Can you imagine that? Because Peter and John helped somebody, the Bible in Acts 4 says they were put in prison. They didn't steal somebody's mangoes. They didn't steal something from the bank. They didn't, you know, ill-treat anybody. They just helped somebody. Isn't it amazing? You help people and you get into trouble. I was looking at, you know, my life and I thought, this is quite funny. I thought, when I was troubled, I was really troubled. When I was crazy, I never had trouble. Are you with me? When I did all kind of alamba, I had no trouble. I had no trouble. I only knew trouble when I started helping people. And it used to make me miserable. I used to think, what's happening? And God told me, son, that's the price of obedience. Are you with me? Amen. That's the price of Amen. The changes will always cost you something. They had to pay a price. You want to receive strength in your legs? You have to stretch. That's a price. This man had to pay a price. You know what? He was so used to people just giving him something. Nobody's going to give him anything. He's been so used to getting something. Now nobody's going to give him anything. He was begging. Now nobody's... He's healthy. Now he has to fake as if he's got a problem. Can you imagine that? Next day morning, he's wondering, how do I live my life now? Jesus strengthened me. Gosh, 40 years I've been used to sitting there saying, help me, Amma. Now what do I do? How do I walk when I do not know where I'm going? When I'm starting over, how do I figure out my life? Have you ever gone through that? The only way I've known is find entertainment in maybe drugs or alcohol or sex or whatever. No, God has set me free. Now what do I do? How do I? I remember when the Lord set me free. And Jesus set me free. It was beautiful. But then I was like, now what do? Because I'm used to hanging around with my friends in the evening smoking dope. What do I do in the evenings? Where do I go? Just because Jesus set me free, look at what I have to do now. It might be maybe a craving for food. It might be whatever. But when God strengthens you and sets you free, suddenly you are clueless in how to go about with your life. But you gotta trust the Lord even then. Peter stretched out his hand, lifted him up and said, walk. That's all he said, walk. He didn't say where to, how, walk. And this man started walking. I did not know where I'm going. I did not know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know how I will live without begging. I don't know what, but this is the price that I have to pay. Fine, but I've got to keep walking. I have to keep looking to the Lord. I have to keep looking to the Lord and keep walking. Did you understand that this evening? Praise the Lord. Are you with me still? Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at that scripture in Acts chapter 3. The Bible says, the 7th and the 8th verse, they took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. I didn't know how to even take 2 steps, but now here I am. Walking. Come on. Leaping. Anybody want to leap? I don't know how I can do it. Leap. And dancing. Some of you are scared that the Lord will set you free and strengthen you. Because you really like your begging. You really like your dysfunction. I'm happy sitting in my self-pity and feeling miserable. I don't know how I will face life cheerfully. I had this angry face all through my life. Now, pastor wants me to smile. Gosh, it freaks you out. It's okay to smile. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This man became the object of controversy. He had to suffer a price or pay a price. Look at the 11th verse. And as the lame man which was healed leaned on Peter and John. The lame man who was healed was leaping and praising God. But the Bible says he again leaned on Peter and John. Leaned on? But just a couple of verses back, this guy was healed. He was jumping, praising, and dancing unto the Lord. Now here it finds in the 11th verse, he's leaning on Peter and John again. Why is this man holding on? Come Peter, John. I'm just healed. I've been leaping, jumping, dancing, doing all that. And a couple of verses later, come on both sides. I'm again leaning on Peter and John. He's got the ability to leap. Why is he leaning? Because his mind or mentality has not caught up with this reality. Are you with me? Some of you are free. That's the reality. But your mind is not caught up with it. So you still want to Pastor, prarthikane. Brother, help me, huh? His feet were stronger than his mind. His mind is not caught up. His mind is still. I wonder how many people are leaning on something that they don't need. Could be people. You think you can't do without that person? You're leaning. It could be any kind of substance. It could be alcohol, it could be drugs, it could be cigarettes, it could be any pattern of negative thought patterns. It could be any habit. But how many of you are leaning on something that you actually gotta set you free? But you don't need that. But you just don't want to accept it mentally. The reality is you're free. Look at somebody. Are you still with me? Is there somebody understanding the word this evening? Is this okay? Your attitude should catch up with your actuals. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes young people come and say, oh my God, if that girl leaves me, I don't know what I'll do. If the boy leaves me, I don't know what I'll do. You don't need to lean on that. Lean on Jesus. It doesn't matter whoever comes into your life and whoever goes. What matters is that your heart is safe and secure in the rock of all ages, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you still with me? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and give a shout to Jesus. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Listen, just praise Him. 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 Sometimes I had to tell some of them, guys, it is okay. God has set you free. We can move on. Pastor, I'm scared if I'll fall again. If you fall again, God will catch you. I'll catch you. But just take those baby steps and walk. You can walk. You can do it. You can glorify God with your walking and leaping and dancing. Don't be afraid. Don't lean on me too much. The kingdom of God is expanding. Got more people coming in. You can be a help. You can be a support. You can stand together and work for the kingdom. But Don't lean on me, come on. Oh, you got too many people leaning on me. Don't lean on me. You can take those steps. Everything is going to be fine. If you fall, I'll catch you. But just walk. Walk and glorify Jesus. Got your back covered. Are you with me? The fourth P, and I close with that. The prop. Say the prop. Say prop. I can't hear you. Come on. Prop. Come on, somebody say it. Prop. The part was the first one, the part of partnership. What is the second one? Huh? The part of the path? The third one? Huh? I can't hear you. What is it? Huh? Paying a price. That's good. Okay. What's the fourth one? The prop. Okay. Prop. An object used on stage or on screen by actors during a performance. That's what a prop is. An object used on stage or on screen by actors during a performance. And isn't this interesting, the scripture, when you read the third chapter, you wonder who is using who. Here is Peter and John. The people have gathered, not to hear them preach, but to see the prop, the man who got healed. Are you with me? The man who was healed. You prop up something so that you can show Jesus through that. Peter and John is standing by this man who was paralyzed, was healed, and he's the prop. And Peter and John is saying, listen, this man who was lame from his mother's birth, 40 years, it was not our godliness, our holiness, or our prayer that healed, but it was the same Jesus whom you denied and whom you sent to be crucified, whom God raised from the dead, who has worked this miracle. Amen. You see, wouldn't it be amazing if everything that happens in your life can be like an advertisement to glorify and lift up Jesus Christ? Anything that happens in your life, you can say, listen, this happened because of God. This happened because of God. This marriage happened because of God. This house was constructed because of God. I came out from this terminal sickness because of God. It is God who helped me to do this ministry. God, it is Jesus, 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 Jesus. If everything in your life can glorify Jesus, every aspect of our life, you can use it as a prop to glorify Jesus. Some of my friends, some years back, called me. Is it okay, Peter, if I lean on you? Just tired after a long day. That's good. John, you can also come here. Yeah, give me a small back massage so I can preach here. Is it okay on a Sunday second service we can have some fun? Is that okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. Years back, some of my friends, they called me up for a party. They said, hey, guys, can you come for a party? We're having a party in a ship. I said, sure. You guys invite me, I'll come. They said, listen, there'll be a lot of, you know, all kinds of activities that is not very godly. I said, that's fine. I said, I can come in there. I can be there for the party. You can have all the karaoke and the music and all that. But 10 minutes on that mic, I'll leave. 10 minutes. That's all. 10 minutes on the mic. They said, fine, 10 minutes. The party goes on. Everybody's drunk, dancing. Everything is going on. I'm sitting there. And finally, they kept their part of the bargain. They said, 10 minutes on the mic. And I got up on stage. And I used that to prop up the message of Jesus Christ. 10 minutes, and gave an altar call on the dance floor. I still remember there were eight of them who raised up their hands and who walked down on the dance floor to give their lives to Jesus Christ. A couple of them are still in the church, and one of them will testify later on. Praise the Lord. It won't be right of me to testify. Praise the Lord on their behalf. But whatever happens in your life, are you with me? This man, seeing this man, is testimony. 5,000 people were added on to the church. The church expanded. Not by Peter and John's message, but this man. And the message, definitely, Peter and John preached and said, there is salvation only in one name, but the name of Jesus Christ. And he preached the message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, my brother, my sister, you can stand. What's the title of the message? I am up for it. I am up for it. You are up for all that comes across to your life, and you can make an impact for the kingdom of God if you will learn the power of partnership, the power of being in the path, the power of paying a price. Are you with me? And props. Anything in your life, how can I glorify Jesus with this? I look for an opportunity. How can I? Sometimes through a preaching, sometimes through your love, sometimes just through your lifestyle. Sometimes just being cool. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's close our eyes in prayer. Amen. Moment to act very spiritual now. Just a joke. Come on, guys. Just feel free. Just bring your heart before the Lord. If you wanna, kneel down, kneel down. If you wanna stand up, stand up. It's just between you and the Lord. Just if you wanna close your eyes, close your eyes. But just allow this moment to not pass you by, but connect with Jesus this day. Connect with Jesus this day. Connect with Jesus this day. Time. Maybe you've been coming here for a long time. Just remember, God loves you. It doesn't matter where you are paralyzed or where you are lame. Where is it that you hurt? But I know one thing. It might be something that you're facing from your birth. Some dysfunction, something. But God can strengthen you. But will you partner with the Lord? Will you just say, Lord, I commit my life to you, Jesus. I want to partner with you. Jesus, I want to give you my life. That's where it all begins. I want to be in the path, Lord. I want to be in the path. I want to be in the path of prayer and worship, where your word is preached. I want to be in the path where I know the anointing will produce miracles and healings. I want to be in the path, Lord. I don't want to stray away from the path. I want to be in the path. I want to be committed. Check your hearts. Maybe if the Lord is asking you to pay a price of obedience. Maybe you have to pray more or sacrifice more or surrender more or just give up something. But don't be partners with people who cripple you and want to stay you crippled, want to see you crippled and stay lame all through your life. Partner with somebody who wants to see you leap and dance and jump and run for God, glorify God and fulfill your purpose in God. Everything in your life, would you prop it up to glorify Jesus? To lift up Jesus? Through your work, through your creativity, through your whatever, just everything to glorify Jesus and magnify and lift up His name. Would you do that? Through your studies, through your college, through your workplace, among your friends and family, in every party and dance, would you look for an opportunity to be a witness for Jesus? Maybe invite somebody for a prayer or love somebody or forgive somebody or just bless somebody who's hurt you and be nice to somebody who's bad to you. Or sometimes even just to speak a message of Jesus and to tell them about Jesus. Would you do that?